Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The DH, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tony Tarasco. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton bunts towards third. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Franco steals second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds, who is chasing the ball. Thome reaches third base with a triple. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thome scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Alomar fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tarasco strikes out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Anderson moves to third. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Palmeiro moves to third. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive towards first. Palmeiro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Thome is walked intentionally. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to third. Thome moves to second. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 0-for-1 in the game. Tarasco hits a line drive towards first. Franco catches it and steps on first to double up Hoyles. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Hammonds. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hammonds steals second. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Hoyles for a passed ball. Franco moves to second. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff juggles the ball. That's an error on Surhoff. Berga moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. Pomero scores. It's 3-2, Indians. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Bonilla scores. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarasco. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rhodes fires to first and has Berga trapped. There's the throw to Ripken who tags Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Poole now pitching. Mike Devereaux pinch hits for Tony Tarasco. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Poole, and towards Berga, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Poole covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Devereaux now playing right field. Jimmy Myers now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a line drive towards first. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bonilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Vizquel steals third. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Brian Sakinski now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Sakinski. Vizquel scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.